Hello, this is a customer courtesy call. My name is Laura. You requested a callback. How can I help you?
You say your name is Bora?
Laura, with an L.
Oh, Laura. Hi,
L-A-U-R-A.
Laura. How are you?
I'm doing great, ma'am. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a big problem with your company, and I need to know what I need to do. I answered and I called the same day that I called you that this order was placed, which was on 4/20/21. You had placed your company. Like it's like a questionnaire coming from Amazon, asking you these questions: how often do you shop on Amazon and things like that. And they were saying that you have a free gift at the end. So I answered the questions, thinking I am answering to Amazon, just to find out that you are trying to defraud people going through Amazon. So I had picked Focus Watch, and after I said it, I saw, oh, it's a 14-day trial. So I called right back the same night to tell the woman to tell the woman who took the order to cancel it. And there, so they did not cancel it. And now I found in the mail, they sent me even, they didn't even say the Focus Watch. They sent me some earbuds. They have earbuds, the item is earbuds, and the description is Focus Watch. I need to know how to send it back because I'm not paying for it. I don't need any earbuds. I don't need any Focus Watch. I need to know how to send this back to you because I'm not paying. And that is
Okay.
fraudulent. I called Amazon and have called my bank. I have called the material company because that is called fraudulent advertising.
What's the order number, ma'am?
The order number is 25440.
Okay, and your first and last name?
My first name is Susan. Last name is Manyara. Manyara.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying. Can you verify the shipping address for me?
It's 2816 King's Gift Drive, 18 Ellicott City, Maryland, 21042.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm just looking over the account now. Okay, so I do see where the account was canceled when you called in. Just a moment. And it was on 4/20. You called
It
in to
was
get
on
it canceled out.
1 o'clock
So
in
we
the
did,
morning. Yeah.
ma'am, allow me just a moment, please.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I do see the cancellation. The trial was canceled.
Okay.
So
But
when we cancel the
they
trial, ma'am, that cancels out
okay.
your trial period. That doesn't cancel out the shipment from getting to you.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do with these earbuds?
I mean, you're able to keep them. We weren't able to stop the shipment from going out because our offer is for the Focus Watch and then also the pods. So it looks like your account
Okay.
did get canceled. So the shipping fee, you were still billed the shipping fee. We just were not able to stop it from going out. That's why you still receive something in the mail.
Oh, that's why they still came.
But you wouldn't see any future charges because your account is canceled.
Okay, so but now they send me. I didn't want this, so I can just keep the earbuds.
You can keep them. You don't have to send them back. Now, you stated that you've disputed this charge with your bank, the 597.
No. With the credit company, because for one, I had not even picked the bags. I had picked the watch.
Okay. It shows on the same day for 420, the offer was on both the pods and the watch. And I do see where the agent you spoke to canceled you out from the trial. And by canceling, it's maybe you misunderstood. I'm not sure exactly. But when you call in and you cancel your trial offer, that'll take, we cancel out the trial. That way you don't get billed for anything else and you don't participate in the trial. But we can't stop that shipment from going out and getting to you. So you're still billed the shipping fee and you still receive the item. Does that make sense?
So these earbuds So I'll pay the $5.97 for these earbuds.
Right. All you paid
But
was shipping.
are they shipping their Focus Watch too? I just want to know what's going on. Is that still
Yes.
coming?
That both were shipped out.
Okay, because I got one.
Okay. Now, what you'll have to do, ma'am, I know you stated you've done that with your credit card company, so I can't process a refund on the shipping fee, but you can call your credit card company back. Let them know that you spoke to us. If you're willing to make a third party call and drop that dispute, we can refund the $5.97 that you paid for shipping, and you won't have to return the item. So just give them a
All right.
call and ask them to please make a third party call for you, and we can take care of that.
And make a third party call. Okay, I'm gonna wait until I get the watch. That way, I'm not making too many phone calls. Is that okay?
Okay, no problem. And your account is canceled. Now, if the dispute goes through, I'm not sure if they explained to you. Once it is processed, what your credit card company does is they conduct an investigation to find out whether or not you paid the shipping fee. And then they'll verify the delivery. So if they verify that it was sent out to you and that you did place a trial, they cannot refund you. So it's best that you do it as soon as possible. That way you're not billed the $5.97.
But I'm saying I'm gonna, of course, I mean, I just got this bar, this earbuds. I wanna wait until I get the other one, so I'm not making too many calls. Actually, I was so upset with you. I told them to cancel because I thought you all just all these crazy things going on the internet. So I called them to cancel even my card. So I'm waiting for them to give me another card because I was so frustrated.
Okay, I understand, ma'am. So
Yeah,
I'll notate your account.
I didn't think you are a company. I thought it was just all these crazy people on the internet.
Okay,
All
so
right.
I'm gonna notate the account. That way, when you call back in with your financial institute on the line, they'll be able to assist you, okay? So anyone you speak to will be able to help you.
All right. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.